Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Miami at the Trump Doral Miami with Leah Ledoux at the StarNet meeting. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you. How are you today?
Good. You're Director of Strategic Accounts. Most people know StarNet as the largest group of commercial flooring contractors. It's a co-op organization. You meet twice a year. This is your big meeting. We're in Miami, and I find it interesting that Trump's running for president, and this place is ostentatious, isn't it?
It is. It's a very large place, and it's very beautiful, and we're very happy to be here. We have a very large amount of members here, and we have some great initiatives that we're going to share with you today.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've been doing this a year. We met for the first time in Tucson a year ago. I know you've been busy. Give us an update on some of the things you've been focused on.
Yeah. So for the past year, you know, what we have found and learned about the industry is that we needed to create a sustainable model for turnkey projects nationally because the marketplace was dictating the way they were acquiring our services. And we knew that StarNet has a presence, obviously, in the industry, but we needed to be out there and we needed to be more visible to our end users, to our vendor partners, and we needed a dedicated resource to drive this opportunity. So I was hired just about a year ago from yesterday to create this structure and to build on it and to bring programs and opportunities to the membership.
So this is primarily a sales job, and you're out there flying the StarNet banner at trade shows like Global Shop. I mean, you're out there presenting this organization of 170 members as a unified force, right?
Yes, we are. We are out in the marketplaces. We're focusing on multi-segment, you know, both with retail and corporate being very dominant, but healthcare. So, you know, this is the first year of us really going out into the marketplace. Eric Bunder, who runs our maintenance and floor care program, together we're in these different shows, and it's really exciting because the more end users and the more clients that we talk to, they're so interested in our services. And we are very unique because our program actually offers not only the turnkey and the material and the quality and the labor, but we offer a national maintenance program to partner with our services. And this is very original and very ideal. And a lot of clients at Global were real excited about that. Now, we picked up some turnkey opportunities, but more important, we picked up more maintenance and turnkey opportunities as, you know, as a pair. And that actually was exciting.
To mirror what you're saying, Global Shop, as most people know, is the trade show for the retail sector of the commercial business. You went there, you set up a booth, and got a ton of leads, right?
Yes, we did. We came away from Global Shop very happy. We're definitely going to be moving forward. We're going to be out there in a couple other retail shows next year, and actually some healthcare shows later this year. You know, what I'm finding and what is really exciting is that this program is needed and our vendor partners are really, really interested in working with us. You know, we've created a structure that's going to be really important to sustain our business.
So when we look at the commercial sectors, we've talked about retail. What are the other sectors where a national program is going to be probably most successful?
Well, yeah, so healthcare, obviously, with the larger healthcare buying groups, the procurement groups, that is another area. And that, what's interesting about healthcare is they typically go through the turnkey process. You know, the buying direct kind of aspect of healthcare really doesn't happen that much. They want full disclosure and transparency in pricing because they want the best product for the best deal. But the actual services that we provide, they want that turnkey. They want that full structure in place because healthcare, as you know, and all the different aspects of it, is very challenging. It's not an easy industry to be in, and you have to be completely of value, and your services have to be completely from moisture mitigation, you know, all the way to flash coving and different types of welding. So, you know, we are moving very forward in the healthcare segment.
All right, so you're starting a 12-member pilot program. Let's go into that for a minute. You're launching it, actually, at this meeting. You've gone and looked nationally at all the members and have selected, worked with 12 specific members who are going to be part of a pilot program with this initiative that you're driving.
That's correct. You know, we did a survey back in the fall, and from that survey, you know, there was 80% of the membership that was interested in national and strategic accounts. So we knew the interest was there. We knew the business was there. We knew our vendor partners needed it. But we really needed to structure this program with members that are currently executing national and strategic accounts, and not only just in the retail industry, but in healthcare, in multi-housing, which is another huge niche, in corporate, in all the different hospitality and design. So we needed members that were diverse. We needed members that had the infrastructure to manage that today. And we also needed members that selectively had the maintenance element as part of their national focus. So currently today we have 12 members. This is just a pilot group, so we are going to be adding to this group. We're going to be building on this group. We're also going to talk about some programs we're going to add to the strategic account program. But we believe that with a fewer members, the first step was to actually control the liability and to offer the opportunity to do multi-locations and then also to offer the opportunity to expand on it. So the pilot group is 24 months. There was a buy-in for this group, which is important to know, because these trade shows are costly. The different infrastructure that we're building within StarNet for project management and project focus and full transparency for our end user. So all these different aspects cost, and all the members felt the buy-in was necessary, and they were very optimistic about it. And I can share with you, you know, the members that are in the program. And, you know, what's interesting is we'll have members say, you know, how come we're not in the program? And that's a really important element because we want to build on it. This is just the 12 founding members. And today they do strategic and national accounts. So you have, you know, Consolidated, Mr. David's, CCA Floors, you have Bonnets, you have CTS, Commercial Floors, Corporate Floors, DX Bailey, DFS, Wholesale, and CFS. So this group today and in the prior years have managed these accounts. We want this program to be a success for StarNet. We want our members to be proud. And, you know, obviously building on this program is going to be ideal for us long term.
All right. So let me repeat what you just said. I think it's important that these 12 members were selected because, A, they have diversity of their sector focus. In other words, they're not just in one sector. They're in many sectors. They're big enough to have the scale to be able to handle their current business plus this additional business. They actually had to write a check. And so there's a buy-in there to help fund this project. And most of them have a maintenance program as well, right?
Yes, they do. And, you know, the other thing I'll say very quickly is that, you know, this pilot group, they're all involved with our entrepreneurial thinking. I want their input. These are very successful business owners that know this industry. A lot of them are family owned. A lot of the owners are involved in developing the program.
All right. So you've been doing this for a year. Is the travel wearing you out?
It's catching up, Kim, but I'm a trooper. I really enjoy trade shows. I love talking with people. I think it's really interesting, the amount of diversity within our group. I've learned a lot, you know, and I'm going to continue to learn more, you know, but I am looking forward. I am looking into I'm fast forwarding into the future, which is our theme this year. And I'm looking at, you know, building other programs into the strategic accounts, such as offering an architectural service to the industry, which does not exist today. I've already met with a number of different architects nationally, and they feel there's a real need for our services, as if you specify a project in New York City and it's being installed in Los Angeles, we can absolutely connect those dots and make full transparency for budget pricing and availability and all those things. And then I'm also looking at working with the members that aren't in the program about if they have a national opportunity in their territory, but they don't have the capability to take that account nationally. They will still manage, it will still be their account in their territory, but we will give them assistance outside of their territory so we can leverage StarNet and we can leverage the membership. And that's really what the program is about.
All right. Leah, thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Leah Ledieu, the Director of Strategic Accounts with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.